This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McMahon.
Thank you, big stupid with this motherfucking bulbin. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I just
scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now,
now that you open up the demon in me. Not bad for a faggot. Woo! Hi, good morning, everybody.
Wow, I think you got nicotine stains in your underwear.
I might have pooped myself, not gonna lie.
That's for sure.
Billy, would you put your hand up because your wife is just yelling at, where's Billy? Is he cheating on me? Hey, I need to know. He's stuck in a corner today because we have people in the studio.
Did you see the picture on Facebook of Billy and
that was nice, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, Giggles looks cool. You want to snatch her up.
Yeah, you should do that. You should put a ring on it.
Get engaged or something, right?
Yeah, tell me.
It's the Ham Radio Show.
You know, you look good, too.
Everyone shut up so I can do the intro.
No, sorry, buddy.
It's the Ham Radio Show live here on, of course, the Unfiltered Radio Network and hamradioshow.com. Hi, everybody.
What's up?
In studio today, DJ Mateo right there in the hat.
What's going on, guys?
Triple G right there with the boobs. And Joe.
I'm over here.
Yeah. See, nobody cares.
It's double OG.
718-577-1389.
No damage.
Yes. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
By the way, so not only Danny not here.
Here, here.
Which is why Billy's here, in the corner here. Also, because Billy's doing Danny's job plus his own
job. I thought I was losing my religion.
Well, oh, I get it.
Oh, Jesus.
God. I wish I could throw something
That's
at
a grown-up.
So do I.
Losing my religion. So he's in the corner, which then opens up everything else and moves people around.
That it does.
Now, Billy, I don't know if you noticed, Billy, Joe, because with his giant dyslexia, wrote Danny's not here.
Here.
H-E-A-R.
What?
So, yeah, he's not here. You won't hear Danny on the show today.
Well, you might.
Well, that's right.
I guarantee you won't hear him on the show today.
But he's H-E-R-E.
Yes, yes. Well, a normal folks would spell it H-E-R-E, but okay. He's not H-E-A-R. So that is always a problem.
Didn't he make fun of me? Didn't he make fun of me for being dyslexic last time, I think?
No, but he's dyslexic.
I know. And he messed up my song, too.
That's like the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
Hey, can you read? No. Can you? Nope. Okay. Well, I'm better than you. So, yeah, it's the Ham Radio Show. We're just hanging out today. It's a full load of hot-button topics today on the show. I'm highly distracted because Triple G's are in the studio. That's
yes.
Right.
I'm here.
Yes. Her beautiful cans are in the building.
In the building.
Yes, look at that. Look at that. Come on, people. Focus on the ham cam and just soak them in for a second. Which, by the way, we've been trying to set up them coming out and just hanging out anyway for a while. They were supposed to be, we were supposed to get a present. I'll leave that, and the present's here, but I just wanted to bring up that we were supposed to get a present, a long time ago.
Gifts?
A gift. And
it's been about a year.
Yes.
About a year in the works.
Who's counting 365 days? Yeah. We finally have gotten said gift, and, we have been gracious enough to accept said gift, and I've been feeling this said gift during the beginning of the show, before we went to air, William.
You're a sick puppy.
Well, look, I'm envious of Mateo. That's a gift. Mateo gets to touch these without fabric on them.
Yes.
Okay, I just get to like be like the grassy knoll shooter. I get to peek over the fence and say, hey, look, there goes Kennedy. And then Kennedy's really big brother that looks exactly like Kennedy with nipples for noses.
So you're Mr. Wilson next door to Tim Allen.
Yeah.
You're the guy looking over the fence.
Was that? Yeah, Wilson. That was Wilson.
Wilson, right?
When you said Mr. Wilson,
you were thinking of
Dennis
the Menace, yeah.
And I'm like, holy, what the fuck are you talking about?
Mr. Wilson, can I play with your wife's boobies?
Come on, Mr. Wilson. She's got big old tits. Bring them over. Fuck, you're not doing nothing with them. Come on.
That was the hood version.
I'm going to put my slingshot on her nipples.
Whoa.
So Triple G, which, because they are exactly what size, by the way?
G.
They're what number, G? Because this guy's definitely jerking off right now.
36.
To the fact that there is an actual girl in studio.
Wow.
And then on top of it, they're hearing like, and they're hearing like, oh my God, there's a girl with boobs, and they're G's.
And it's not a phone call.
Yeah,
and they're not fake, they're real.
Like Caligula over here is definitely fucking playing with herself right now. By the way, the ham cam, fully operational, and up and running in the Facebook Live suite, so you need to be checking that out.
He's back there recording her voice right now for later playback. He's going to clip it together. Oh, I want you.
These are your boobs, Eddie. What do you want to do with them? And then for some reason, we just add in the Mr. Wilson thing.
Yeah,
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson. All right, so
a little auto-tune, it'll be fine.
Yeah. I still will be able to jerk off to it. I've jerked off the worst. All right, so what's the exact size?
36G.
God bless you, Mateo. 36G.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Jesus
Thank
Christ.
You. I work hard to keep them around.
Giggles, how big are yours? Are she D's? Billy, would you say D's or C's? Would you even know what your fiance's boob size was?
Big.
I know they're big. That's why I'm asking. I don't think they're G's, though.
I don't know.
Ooh. Those are OGs.
He's like, gee, I wonder.
Those are OGs.
That's a nickname, double OG.
Double OG.
Do they measure guys differently than girls? Because I know
I got to take my pants off.
No, anyway, yeah.
Well, I've never been measured for a bra. Apparently, you have.
Yeah,
so
but what size is your chest? You're probably...
Extra cheeseburger? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like a 54. You know, I think I have
C's.
Yeah.
Like, I go suit shopping, I put the suit coat on, I'm like, okay, it fits. Done.
I'm grabbing a titty.
What do you think that is? That a C?
That is definitely
it's a B cup. It's like a B cup.
Oh, I'm only a B. I thought I was bigger.
No, definitely not. You have slimmed down though. I have noticed
that's,
that.
A lot
you
of people
absolutely
have. Said that,
have. You can see it in your face.
I don't believe it.
He shaved.
Yeah, shaved the beard off. Maybe that's what it was.
That could be it.
Well,
then if that's the case, it helped the cause.
I've been shaving around my pubes, too, just to make that look bigger, too. I took the beard off them. So.
He did an arrow pointing down. He's got LEDs on the side.
It says eat at Joe's, which is weird. Then I think of Joe. I just threw up in my mouth. All right, so big enough. By the way, Giggle says big enough to knock me out.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Okay, bring your tits.
Show you,
what?
Bro.
Would you let your girlfriend smack me in the face with her boobs?
No.
All right, then what the fuck? She's already asking. I'm not asking. All right, I'm just saying I'll take a smacking of a boob in the face, Bill. I have no problem with that.
I'm sure
it's a,
you
it's
don't.
A worthy cause.
Yes, I for science.
You know, you go to work the next day, people ask why that side of your face is red. You legitimately want to tell them, I got smacked with a titty.
But you know, like when you get a purple-headed mushroom, when they smack you in the face with a dick, you ever see that trick when they do like, it's a frat thing.
I'm like, no.
Oh, you know,
I don't know anybody that can smack with a rubber dick.
Like, not a rubber dick, I'm talking a real one. You know, like when a guy takes you out for dinner. No, I mean, there's a thing. It's called a purple.
Papa Giorgio.
Well,
right?
It's kind of like the Papa Giorgio.
Gotcha.
But it's the purple headed mushroom, which is you smack a girl in the face with your dick, and it leaves like an outline of your dick on her face. Okay.
See, I thought that was called a receipt.
I've never done that.
That's how Billy Astor didn't fucking marry him. Would you?
Here's your receipt.
No, but I would imagine a tit would do the same depending on the size of the tit.
Yeah, but what if the nipple accidentally pokes your eye out? You legitimately want to tell everybody what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I would literally be okay with being Nick Fury.
Yeah.
If I could go, how did you lose your eye? A giant G tit hit me in the eye. How is that not a great? You can tell that story at Easter, and everyone will be okay.
You can tell that to any president in the White House.
Excuse me, Mr. President. A tit in the a nipple, right in my tear duct. Can't see.
And it was
perfect
pierced.
Way to go.
Your eye would like completely come out of your head.
Yeah, probably. She would knock you out. I don't think that Giggles' tits would knock me out. I think I would enjoy a smack. I think that Triple G's tits would hit me and hurt.
Is he breathing like Jason back there?
Oh, yeah. Joe snores.
I hear Friday the 13th going on.
No. Joe snores when he's awake.
That's what I do, yes.
We've isolated him before.
It's so awesome.
Actually, sometimes the show puts me to sleep, too.
We're talking about tits. How are you asleep? And
well,
they're in the room.
That's the point of what I'm saying.
There's tits in the room.
Titties. I'm getting offended if you're
very
sleeping.
Rare.
Yeah.
That's very rare.
You're going to offend the tits and then they're going
to
sag.
Hey, Joe, are my girlfriend's breasts not voluptuous enough for you to stare at? What's the issue?
What's wrong with my girlfriend's tits?
Eddie's voluptuous enough for you to stare at. Yeah.
God damn it. You look at my girlfriend's tits and you admire them.
Oh, what was that? With Will Ferrell and the other guys, Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, with
Christina, the woman he was dating, the blonde, she goes nuts and he starts screaming that same thing. You stare at my wife's tits when they slap you in the face. Like something like that.
You
crazy.
Love them. No, that was the chick, by the way. Before we get to the unveiling of the gift. Yeah, I noticed. Before we get to the unveiling of the gift.
Whoopsie.
I saw that on film. What happened to that girl? That was in the other guy. She was in Ghost Rider. You know the Spanish chick?
Oh,
Mendez?
Ava Mendez.
Is it Ava Mendez?
Yeah.
What happened? Like, she doesn't do anything anymore. I don't see her in anything. I was noticing that the other day. I'm like,
she's made good investments and doesn't have to work anymore.
Yeah, but she's so hot. You would want her in a movie.
Maybe
she had a baby.
Going a different
I was
route.
Just going to say, I think something like she got married, had a baby, moved to an island.
She owns an island now.
Probably.
I don't have to make movies anymore. I have an island and an accent. This is my island, and my titties just go anywhere they want. I don't have G's, but they're nice. Joe wants to know. They would like to look at my titties. Let's see. Yeah, Giggles, why are you so concerned about the size of my body parts? I'm not concerned about. I'm asking.
Billy asked.
It's a reference point. I'm trying to set and paint a picture for the audience at home. When you have triple G tits next to you in a studio, which, by the way, the present is monstrous. So we'll get to that in one second. Just to visualize, like, what is the difference between a D and a G? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's a big
an extra
leap.
Half a hand on each side,
and
I can tell you.
Yeah, and then she's got triple G, so it's like everyone's hands have to be on the side.
Eddie, I have an answer to your question about
please.
Eva Mendez.
What happened to her?
It says...
Eva or Ava?
Eva, E-V-A.
Eva, okay.
Eva Mendez. Okay. It's Eva De La Rey Carandera Banda Banda?
Yep.
Mendez.
Something that Donald Trump doesn't like her.
Yes. Ava, it says Ava. She appeared in all the movies. Oh, she did milk chocolate commercials. She now designs a fashion collection for New York and Company and is also the creative director of CIRCA, Circa Beauty, a makeup line sold at Walgreens. So she now went completely business behind the scenes
and
in an office.
And she's fuck raising, your movies.
She went Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Well, no. She maybe was just tired of, you know, maybe she has an illness. We don't know. You know what I mean? It could be something.
How do you go right to illness?
Because I'll tell you why.
Perhaps
you want to know why I was thinking?
Somebody?
Because
you're going to make masturbating to her really hard later.
Do you watch Blue Bloods at all?
Did
you watch
Yes.
Time,
okay.
Esposito?
Her. Yeah. That's why. She had to leave the show Blue Bloods because she has a sickness.
She's got one of those stupid gluten fucking diseases.
Well, then she's a stupid gluten fucking retard.
Don't eat the fucking gluten. Yeah. How about that?
I'm not saying I know anything about her situation.
I do. Chew, and she came on the Chew. Ooh. And she's telling
you told her to chew this.
And I'm like, chew my dick. No, yeah. She comes on the Chew, and she's talking about her little gluten allergy, and I'm like, oh, fuck you. She got that. It's celiac disease, but a different kind of celiac disease. It's like,
so it's just silly.
It's
period.
Like just celiac. Hey, act. I'm Philly.
It's hot dogs.
Philly.
Hot
dogs. Yeah.
I make balloon animals out of your fucking liver.
I was using your condom.
Yes, but I know she has that. And it's something where, but she still can work. It's not like she can't work.
Right.
So is
it's just
like,
tough.
But maybe I'm saying, maybe it's hard to be, you know, those hours on set all day. Maybe she decided to take a seat in the back office.
Maybe,
it could be.
Maybe. That mole that was on her face.
Holy moly.
Just got bigger and engulfed her face. And now she's hideous.
Right.
Could all be. Right. So let's do this before we go to break. Let's show the gift.
Wait, there's going to be stuff?
Well, what, you have fanfare?
No.
You have nothing?
No, I don't. At this point, I do.
You're
not.
Well prepared.
Well, I'd say.
Wait, we brought already. Gifts and you brought nothing?
Yes. According to a lot of people, Billy brings nothing
bring
to the table.
Well,
anyway.
We brought a gift. What was he going to bring? Like a penis pump?
As long as he's wearing pants, I don't care. I have one of those. Those things are weird.
Yeah, they're good.
I try because you know, like people, like you go to the fucking. I tried anything. You know, you go, hey, I'm going to go to the store. We're going to buy shit. We went to the Nut Hut there, that sex store that was on 1 and 9 and everyone used to go to.
Yeah.
And I go to that fucking, it's not called the Nut Hut. I don't know what the fuck it's called.
Well, they'd go there and then go to the Loop or the Galleria.
Yeah. And you stick your dick in this thing and it does blow it up. But then if you take your thumb off, it just goes right back down. So it doesn't, I don't understand how blowing up your dick. Pulling it out, it doesn't stay that big. Like you don't turn instantly.
Did you try it?
I did try it. You don't turn instantly. On this show, I'm honest. We'll tell you everything. I didn't instantly turn into like a black guy and then take off the tube and go, now let's. No, it literally as soon as
Hey, Joe, can you imagine it? He's like, hey, call me Tyrone.
Look at this, baby.
Hey, guys, my name is fucking Denzel. No, you literally put your dick in this thing. There's an air hole that you cover with your thumb. Yeah. And you go, you take the fucking, today's quote is going to be like, about penis pumps.
It sounds dangerous.
And you go, yeah, and it also doesn't feel good.
It's supposed to
you
blow,
go,
yeah,
you go like,
explode.
And you feel, it's like a blood pressure cuff. And you go, and if you move your thumb off the air hole, though, all the work you just did goes away.
Joe, you're an air hole.
I guess you're supposed to like just keep expanding it as much as possible.
And what, do you leave it for a while?
Well, just go upstairs and get the instructions.
Yeah. Joe has the Swedish model. I can't understand Swedish. I'm trying.
It's in a case with LEDs.
Yeah. Laser is a smoke fucking show. I'm trying to, no, because I never understand the point. I didn't never understood the point of it.
I
threw it the fuck out. I bought it. I bought it. Like, it was like, ten, it was on sale. I had a coupon. No, it was a
Groupon.
I had a Groupon. We all went together and everyone shared the pump.
Oh, nice.
No, it was like,
I guess
15 bucks or whatever back in the day. I'm like, all right, let me fucking buy a penis pump. What the fuck? Because it was, I'm with,
in my work.
We're in a bunch. Yeah, I might make it bigger. I don't fucking know. Well, it's Triple G makes it bigger, but then that goes away too. But
if you don't touch it, it'll last longer.
No, that's a lie.
Listen, all he has to do is just, you know, go.
Yeah,
like
I just got
to
cup the no, but we were fucking, everyone was buying stupid shit. We were about that. So I went, yeah, I'll buy a penis pump. I'm that asshole. That's who I am. Okay. I'm the guy at the party that goes, I'll buy a penis pump. What the fuck?
He bought it at the flea market.
So we go, I was in English then. So I go, excuse me, can we barter? It says 20. I'm going to give you 15 for the dick pump.
And a grab.
And if you just feel it. Squeeze it. Okay, now.
Hot dogs.
$5 off. Hot dogs. So I bought this fucking, and literally, like, I used it once, and then I couldn't figure, like, as soon as I put my finger off the air hole, you literally heard it go, like, because it has rubber, like a gasket.
Yeah.
To keep the air in. Everything that you're pumping in,
and
or
just
sucking
in case
out,
you really, explode a little early.
I guess the thought behind that is like a balloon. Like, you want to make a water balloon, you get the little balloons, but you blow it up. It
but am
expands
I
stre- further and further and further.
Maybe I shouldn't have thrown
time.
It out. But my point is, I don't understand. If am I supposed to be stretching my dick?
Probably.
Is that what I was supposed to be doing?
I guess that would be.
Because
it.
I don't know if I was doing that.
You're opening.
It was
up,
getting bigger.
The pause.
But then,
in a sense,
you're trying to get the blood to increase.
Oh, is that
but am I supposed, supposed to leave it like that?
Yeah, I guess you were supposed to keep it on.
I don't want to say
so
nothing, but you seem to know a
in.
Lot about penis pumps.
I really was thinking the same thing.
Capillaries and all of those things inside.
And he knows the proper terminology.
Yeah, he's like, the capillaries. And you know that vein?
Things.
You know that vein that you run your tongue across
the
on the shaft? Yeah. Yes, and you get a little pre-cum. Don't worry, that's called pre-ejaculate.
Oh.
Then I hold the shaft.
That's the twin.
That's the twin. That's the babies that died first.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm just trying to understand. Do you think that's what I did wrong?
Probably.
Because I'll go buy a new one and fuck around with it, but I don't want
to. But I do believe they've done studies to prove that they don't work.
None of those shits work.
You know,
dude, I don't have a giant cock, so we've discussed this. I've tried the. Dude, when you're younger and you're like, oh, the creams. No, that don't fuck. Because you would think.
Have you considered therapy?
You would think, yeah, well, that was another. That's another whole topic. We'll get into that later. The cream should actually make your hands bigger.
Yeah.
If they make your dick bigger, wouldn't they make your hands bigger?
I hope.
If you're putting the cream on.
Yeah.
Wouldn't your hands just be gigantic?
Your hands are rougher and, you know.
There's still skin. There's still blood vessels in them.
Yeah, right.
What would the cream actually do? Nothing.
It doesn't penetrate because, you know, it's.
Can you overinflate an explosion happen? Like,
I don't know,
can you
we
overinflate
have to,
and a dick explodes?
Let's ask the expert.
When he buys the
Billy?
New one, we'll find out. He'll have
no.
to try it out
well,
and see what happens.
Now that I have a better job and I work at SiriusXM, I can afford the motorized one.
Wow.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's got
so,
an engine.
Yeah, like. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Cleaning the pipes.
Yeah.
Are you waxing the floor? Almost.
That'll be great.
I don't know. To me, I think that all men are not created equal. And then when you're younger, see, the thing is, I watched a lot of porn more than I used to even now. And I'm telling you, porn has fucked us all up. Porn has fucked everyone. Because
so.
When
me.
You watch porn.
Expectations.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I should have a dick like that guy that bends and wears a wristwatch? What the fuck is that?
The diameter of a beer can.
And, yeah, and then you're like, and then you go, then you look down and you go, it's not bad.
Well,
then
see,
when you get older and you use it more. See, this was before I was
you
having.
You become proud of it in your 30s.
Yeah, I was having sex, but I wasn't having a lot of sex. I have a lot more sex later in life in this story. In the beginning, it's not so much. I'm having sex, but not so much. But like this is like in between of like the dry spells,
right.
And you're like, and then you start thinking it's you.
89 through 96.
Yeah. My dick was on coke. Just snorting lines. Grow, damn it. All right, so we'll do the present when we come back. So at least we're like, go to break. Get off your dick for 5 seconds.
I'll shove it up your ass and snap it off.
I don't want you to shove it up my ass and snap it off. All right, so listen. Here's what we'll do. We'll go on break. When we come back, we'll finish this dick conversation. We'll get the present. And then we'll talk about what you were just blurted out about going to a shrink. Because I'm trying to make a decision. Should I go to a shrink or should I go to martial arts?
Martial arts? And
do I want to break I want to break down on the couch?
And I'm going to be in this conversation?
Yes, we're going to throw you in.
Oh, man, you know about me.
Damn right. Mateo's sitting in. Triple G's here with her giant tits. Joe is here. And Billy, Danny is not here. H-E-A-R.
Right.
He's not here.
And he's not coming
here. And he's not coming here. H-E-A-R. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll take a break right now. We'll talk about Giggle's smaller D-cup boobs. Ooh. When we come back here on the Big Show. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these.
Come rain, come shine, come snow, come sleet. The show must go on.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
Is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Jesse Ventura. How in the hell did Uncle Eddie get his own radio show? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Oh!
like this song.
I love Bruno. Ah, it's the Ham Radio Show. Come on. He gets a lot of push.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Probably he's like the new Michael Jackson without the kids.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Meet to paradise. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Whoever called during the commercials, please feel free to call back. May feel it's a 732 area code.
That's correct, yes.
So please call back. DJ Mateo hanging out with us. And the lovely Triple G with cleavage for days.
Wow.
Is in studio as well. Danny is not H-E-A-R. He's not here.
And he's not coming here either.
No. I don't want to think about Danny coming anywhere.
That's right. Dixie cup.
Right in a Dixie cup.
That's true.
Triple G, do you think that that's normal? Danny, when he jerks off, he finishes into a Dixie cup.
Is he trying to save it for a sperm bank?
Joe, wait, I'm trying to hear from the girl. I'm asking a question about semen. Don't jump in real fast.
Okay.
Is he saving it?
No, he supposedly does it because he doesn't like the cleanup.
It's a
you know,
quick
he
cleanup,
might be
I guess.
Saving it. I know Dan. He saves everything.
He saves everything. He's a hoarder.
Yeah.
Well, then it makes sense putting in a Dixie cup if you're a little OCD with cleaning.
Well, you put it. So you finish.
He's being considerate.
But should he put it in, you know, a lid on top of it and then date it?
Yeah.
And then leave it on the shelf?
Something, you know, keep it alive.
This was a good jerk session.
Yeah.
I'm going to save this one.
July 14th.
2017.
I was watching Lesbian Massage.
Oh, and I finished real fast. Nice.
That's right.
I feel like
no,
I've been lost in a
hell.
So anyway, Danny not here replacing them, DJ Mateo, and of course Triple G.
Yeah.
Because when you think of replacing Danny, you think of a hot girl with big tits.
Thank
and
you.
Her boyfriend.
Thank you very much.
Whose head looks like one of her tits.
That's right, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. If Mateo got a pimple on the top of his head,
yeah.
I would make him lean down and be like, hey, look, tits. Titties.
That's actually our theme song around the house.
You just say titties?
No, literally.
Titties!
Wait. I'll walk down the stairs and just randomly go, titties. And out of nowhere, you'll hear her in the kitchen going, titties.
Well, when you have big tits, I think that's the mating call.
We celebrate them.
No, that's like the mating call, though. Like, if you can't find her, you go, titties! And then you just wait for her to answer and go, titties! Oh, she's in the kitchen. All right, let's go.
Just like some background singers to do. Titty, 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 titty.
No, see, you're making it a whole production.
Yeah, it'd be great, man.
No, he just
you
want
to be behind that, you got a song, baby.
No, sometimes you just want to have a one-lyric song.
Not me.
That just goes like, titty. Now, if she answered and went, penis, it might be a little different. And that's when he knows he's going to get some loving.
Yeah, I'm expecting that day that I hear that.
I want some titties.
And then when,
I want some penis.
And then, like, when she's really horny, she like he goes, titties. And then you just hear her go, cock.
I want some dick.
I'll be right there. I'll be right there. So let's get to the presentation. We haven't. We had a gift. This is a year in the making, Bill.
Yes.
These tits are a year in the making.
Promising you.
All right. So we want to, because we had this idea a long time ago that we wanted to start having girls on the show and then have them hang their bras.
And have them leave things.
How many do you have so far? How many do you
just
have?
Just one.
This one?
Mine has a plaque
this is
and
starting
I get an award.
The trend.
Yes, we should have got a plaque and an award.
Because now you have the competition is to outbeat her with a natural size bigger
than
Jake.
If you can beat.
You can't come in here with sloppy fucking rubber bands going on inside.
No, but they're Triple G, so we got to beat. What's the next size up from a G? Is it an
H?
Maybe, no, but are there H bombs? Or
oh, there's H's.
Probably.
No, they're all. Mother. No.
Yeah, I have mom.
Yeah.
She would beat me.
Yeah.
Your mom?
Yes, and she's petite. She's got blonde hair like, what's her name?
Morgan Fairchild.
Perfect blonde that comes down like a shell. Small picture. Mom's got a cute little waist, and when she puts something that looks beautiful on, you can just see that.
Mateo is totally selling up this threesome. I'm just throwing it out there. Like, he's just really selling it well.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, she's got a blonde. She's like Morgan Fragile.
They're in Nipples, Florida.
Nipples. No.
Naples.
And she has friends.
No, she really is a beautiful woman, though. That's she right. really, really, truly
and
is.
It's
funny. Wait.
I like him older.
Tell you this. The day I went to meet her mother, I swear
that's
to you.
My mom.
You can't make this up. She opened the door, and the first thing I said to her was like, because I'd known her since we're 13.
Oh.
Yeah, but I hadn't seen her mother, you know, in 20-something years. So I,
Mom's got
so when her
titties.
Mom opened the door, I went, oh, my God, thank God this is what you're
going
to look like.
Right now going,
Mom, you got some big old titties. I just want to congratulate you on your titties. If you are listening, they are H-bombs. They are beautiful, and they're spectacular, and I hope that your husband puts them together
and
motorboats the shit out of you.
Did you hear what I did when she opened the door?
Did you just grab him and go...
I did. No, when the day I went to re-meet her mother after 20-something years, as soon as she opened the door, I looked at her, Norina, and went, thank God, this is what the fuck you're going to look like. Because if she opened her dress and it was like the door and her dress was like a moo-moo dress, and she's 5'1".
Are you here to pick up my daughter?
I got to go inside and get a Newport. Yeah. I'll be right back.
I smoke Marlboro Reds. What
Dawn,
the fuck are you talking about?
Dawn, get me the goddamn coffee, Dawn.
Did you bring the beer?
Bring me a coffee cake.
I clipped the filters.
No, she's so the complete opposite. She really is a great woman.
No, she does. She, from the picture that I saw of Mom wearing a tank top, her tits.
Perfect.
Round of applause for Mom's boobs.
Round of applause for Mom's boobs.
Let's give a round of applause for Mom's boobs.
But honestly, thank God that's what she might look like in the future.
Do you think that you're going to let them get out of whack? Because they would have to get bigger.
Well, see, her mom's 63 now, 62 or 63, and she is completely not out of whack.
No, I'm talking about, like, because if their H's...
Right.
Like, the only way to make a triple G into an H would be that she would have to get chubby.
No,
see,
you
know what I mean? Like, she would have to eat to feed the beasts.
Yeah,
you know
no, she's not fat whatsoever.
The thing is that girls with big boobs, they don't wear a bra. And when you don't wear a bra, that's why they fall down.
Because they're so heavy to hold up.
So, I go to sleep with a bra on... And it keeps everything intact.
Wait, go ahead. Talk slower.
So we have perky boobs.
Talk slower. You go to bed. What are you wearing?
Yeah. When I go to bed.
Put a quarter in, Bill.
I'm wearing this.
Is this what? Can I have this?
Yeah.
Can I wear this? No. I mean, can I have this?
I would love to see you wear it.
Time and get it.
Yeah, so would I.
This is. What's sad is I could fit in it.
That would look so hot.
I would totally
you.
Fill out these cups.
Yeah.
So wait, is this like a pure, like a negligee kind of thing?
It's a pretty
yes.
pretty one.
Is this like a one piece?
Yes. No, it's like a top.
It goes up the ass crack too.
It's the top.
It's the movie Weird Science with a bug net in front of it.
It is. It's like you're in mourning. Hi, everybody.
That's going to be me the day she passes away. I'm going to be staring at the coffin.
Just using her tits as a fucking hat.
Too young.
Why? Why did she have to go? As he's fondling his mother-in-law. Why?
Call me.
Call me. Your daughter's dead. Call me.
Wait, so we're killing me off? We can't kill me off. Well, I have perfect tits.
In his story, he killed you off. In my story, you faked your own death and we left together.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about, Eddie.
Play the Dallas theme. Close. I can't get over how big your tits are. Like, Billy, like, take a gander, Bill. Even though you have a fiance and she'll yell at you, take a gander.
It's...
Like, this is what comes at you. Hey, Bill, want to go upstairs and fucking titties?
She's going to go home now. Go
hey, Eddie, you want to play a joke? We'll put it in the glove compartment of Billy's car.
Oh, God.
Without telling
yes.
him.
Uh-huh.
No, we Wait. Can't do that to his girlfriend.
It's not like Giggles was.
Don't forget to
But tell her, but don't tell him she knows.
Yeah, wait, here's what
tell
we'll do.
Tell her to play along.
Here's what we'll do for science.
Yeah, it's a science.
I'll frantically jerk off onto it.
Okay. No, we'll just
hear me out.
Dixie cups
Wait,
and empty it on
no, no,
it,
hear
know,
me out. No,
a trail.
You're fucking up me jerking off on this thing. Hear me out. I'll jizz all over it, Bill, just for you. Because that way, there's stains on it. I don't want to be, you know, not authentic.
Right.
And then we'll leave it in the glove compartment or we'll put it right on the seat. Like this.
You gotta put it in the door panel there.
You gotta put it somewhere where she's not supposed to find it.
This is why I don't have a girlfriend right now, because I would play with her fucking things like this. I would just walk around the house. God damn, these are. And there's an underwire to hold them up.
Yes, that's the.
I got that off
that
the Verrazano.
You need to wear an underwire bra.
You must be fun in a metal detector.
Yeah.
Oh my God, TSA fondles me. I am so not excited about flying on Saturday. They literally took me in a room, Eddie, to fondle me.
Oh God.
I mean, I know I carry liquids because I'm a makeup artist.
Nobody
but
ever does that to me.
Did they stick a finger in? What did they do?
No, I go through the body thing, the body scanner.
Grab my water.
And then it's you to the side.
Thank you.
And we need to bring you in a room.
Nice.
I was like, why do you need to bring me in a room? You can search me right here. No, we have to bring you.
No, we can't because then we can't take off our pants. Well. Silly lady.
Yeah, the underwire bra always brings it out.
Billy, can you help me out? Jesus Christ, put it on the
I have a couple of my friends that just told me they're listening. You should update them on what's going on.
It's so big, I need two hands.
Okay, so real quick update.
Yeah, yeah, wait.
I am a 36G, and I brought Eddie a bra because I've been promising him for a year, and he's been begging me.
Yes.
So now I told him it has to go on a plaque on the wall, and I need to have an award because... I don't think anyone can outbeat my.
We'll hang it up next to Hillary.
Courtesy of Triple OG.
No, no, yes. We definitely have to put it like I want to be able to see this every time.
Every time, right above
when
the
I
mirror.
Do the show, like we need to either like have a banner.
Yeah, we'll hang it next to Hillary. Though,
well, so. Hillary, yeah, but Hillary, the least sexual thing in this goddamn studio.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll put next to the main.
But you know what? Yeah. I might be famous one day. You never know.
Well, that's the other thing. By the way,
you can put that on eBay.
Well, we need to discuss why you're flying out, because another reason I wanted to make sure people understood. I wanted you to plug some stuff.
The steps you're taking to get famous.
Yeah, are the right ones. Not sleeping with me, good way to start.
Well, thanks.
Yeah,
that's
sleeping
one
with
Mateo,
that works. I don't know. All right, so you're going to the Emmys.
Yes.
Now, the Emmys are this Sunday?
Yes, they're this Sunday.
Holy shit. That snuck
oh,
up on
no.
me. I'm going to miss the Emmys.
What shall I do?
What are you going to the Emmys for?
I'm going to support all of my friends that are, you know, up for awards. And
I'd like to support your friends, too. Who are some of your friends?
I'm an avid supporter of the Bay the series. It's on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon Prime.
Ooh.
I was actually in season 3. I was a prisoner.
Go on.
So,
I was wearing this negligee.
Didn't know this now.
Yeah, they're up for an award. And my Lily Melgar, I love her. And my Vincent DePaul.
Do you know the cast of The Marvelous Miss Maisel?
Oh, isn't that a great show?
That's also on Amazon, yeah. So I was taking a shot.
It's a great show.
No, I don't know anybody from there, but I'm sure I will probably wind up running into someone.
I've been I literally have been binge-watching that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, any chance I get, like, if I catch
We've been watching The Arrangement. The show The Arrangement.
I have it. That's the one that's on
Oh,
E!
My God.
Really,
it's so good.
Really
oh, and
good.
Famous in Love.
Yes.
With Bella Thorne.
It's all about, like, Hollywood.
She's amazing. And, amazing in that.
Famous in Love is the one where she goes from, like, nowhere and becomes, like, really famous real
she's
fast.
She's got red hair.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no, trust me.
For
I know who Bella Thorne is. Trust me. So does my penis. I know who Bella Thorne is. But
gotcha.
I haven't watched either one of those shows, but I've heard the chick from The Arrangement is actually from Staten Island.
Is she?
Yeah. The chick is from Staten Island because she was on... I can't get off this. If I move sideways on this mic today, Joe,
yeah.
I have like, I'm totally gone off the show.
It's going to anally plunge him.
Yes. It just goes deep inside.
Like a hot dog.
Like a hot dog in a hallway. You hear that voice? I'm not tight. No, she was on The Chew as well.
No.
And she was on, and she starts going, yeah, my family's from Staten Island. I live blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then she's, like, pointing at her mom that's in the audience, and I'm like, I think I know that chick.
And she admits
like,
it
she's from Staten Island.
I swear, we were watching the show, yeah. And I said, she seems like somebody we know, or I've done a party.
You probably have.
There.
You probably have.
Yeah, she does. She looks really familiar.
I mean, I do 300 private parties a year. There's got to be...
She looks like every girl in Staten Island that's turned me down.
Nice.
That's exactly what you look
Eddie, we're just really, really good friends.
Yes. Welcome to the friend zone.
As long as you stay away from me, we're fine.
It's not you, it's me.
And rubs your arm. I love you,
like
brother.
Like a brother. Now boarding the friend zone. Population you. Yeah, I fucking hate the friend zone. Friend zone could suck a bag of dicks. Yeah, the friend zone by far is the most evilest thing a woman can make. Like, it's... when they put you in the friend zone, it's the saddest moment of your life.
Yeah.
Because you're like,
you're in the friend zone.
What if you didn't even really want a relationship, but you were just happy being really good friends, and she purposely, out of nowhere, made it a point that you're just friends?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
who the fuck asked you? No, I didn't ask you. Now get the fuck out of here.
I got enough friends, fuckhead.
Yeah.
Like, the ones I love are the ones that fuck all the other friends.
Oh, yeah.
And
they get to you,
and
by the time they get to you, they're like, oh, thank God you're here to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
What? Your dick is like half out. You're like, what? Oh,
what?
For talk to?
My
are you going to talk directly into my dick? What do you mean talk to? I definitely know a few in my life. I won't say names. Okay. That have fucked all the other friends. And then you get to you. It's like, not the fat one. Fuck him. No. Not him. I'll take the one that was like abusive, the one that was an asshole that was on drugs. I'll fuck him. Yeah.
But none of them played with a penis pump.
Yeah. That's right, ladies.
That's what did it.
I'm single. Gets gun, blows head off. What? Oh. Sorry, I was just reading the script.
He's single and ready to blow his penis up.
Yeah. I did it one time. I threw the fucking thing out.
In band camp.
At least I'm honest on this show. Getting shit out of Billy's like fucking, you know, you have to get a crowbar.
Nope.
And
never thought of using a penis.
He's like,
pump.
No, I never thought of having a finger in my ass.
We went out to the store and everyone was buying goofy shit. I saw a girl bought a fist.
A what?
I don't know if she ever was gonna use it. We went with
to
girls
punch
and guys.
You when you went near her.
No, we went with girls and guys to the fucking place, like I was saying, the fucking porno hut thing that's on 109. And we go there. It's the little itty-bitty store. So you walk around with like a group of three. That's way too many. We had like five. And we're walking around the store, and everyone's like picking out the weirdest shit. Like, one dude bought a blow-up doll that was anatomically correct. Like, you could add things. Like say you want, like, you wanted.
You could put this on it.
It was like a pussy first, and then you could add an inflate. Like, you had to blow up the inflatable dick and then put it on. So, like, if you wanted to fuck a dude that night, there you go. One guy bought that just like, that's what he bought. I think I bought the most sensible thing out of the fucking
group. He bought the limited edition.
Yeah. I bought a penis.
It'll be worth money.
This chick bought a fist. I don't even think she... No, one chick bought a fist, and then one chick, they had a foot.
A foot?
Now, a fist I can understand, because I have actually fisted women before. I have. Oh. Where you start with two fingers, three fingers simply just go right in, then four, and the next thing you know, your thumb is in there. Next thing you know, you're working her like a Muppet.
Get out.
Right.
Yeah, you do the Jim Henson, you just go in and he's like, songs are like rainbows. And then Kermit's playing the banjo and you're fisting her.
Nah.
Not like a good fisting, not like porn fisting. Like where you go, huh, where's my watch? Not one of those.
I have a question completely off the subject, if you don't mind. It's something I'm reading and it's boggling my mind. Who the hell was the Golden State Killer from 40 years ago?
Billy?
Apparently it was a former cop or something. I read a headline.
Oh, yeah, wait, that was...
Because I'm reading that, it says Golden State Killer is caught. They've been looking for 40 years.
Oh, right.
He was
him?
A cop.
No, they saw him on the news. I just saw that in the news. Oh, they caught him. He killed a couple.
Right.
He raped the woman.
Right. And
Clockwork Orange.
And then he bought a penis pump.
And an anatomatically correct doll.
And because
that wow,
this conversation just went from like sex to like
move to
criminal
island.
Activity.
You know what they said? Why was the MO behind why he was doing what he did?
Why
put him in the friend zone?
Oh.
That's what happens.
I gotta kill a bitch. She put me in the fucking friend zone. Started just raping and slashing.
I like you, but you know,
nice.
It probably was
that.
It was probably someone that simple. Nick?
The guy in Toronto?
Oh, yes.
The
guy with the van who is not a terrorist but has a terrorist name, but is not a terrorist.
Not a terrorist.
But also, when he stops the van, if you notice, it's under a big Arabic sign.
Right.
Just saying, because I know Arabic. I had a friend that was Arabic. I can speak some Arabic. I know what the fuck the sign is. Okay, not a terrorist, but fine. But the reason why is because women didn't want to date him.
Oh, he was just a friend.
So, like, the Golden State Killer, this guy in Toronto, women, start fucking these guys.
Yeah, start going to the buddy
Jesus
ranch, man.
Jesus Christ, would you? At least bring him a bra.
I gotta
say, something.
In Toronto, people are very calm and relaxed, because you seen when he was getting arrested.
Yeah.
And he's making the threats, like, he's gonna pull a gun.
Hey, he had something in his hand.
Yeah, I think he wanted to get killed. He wanted
the
to get
cop
killed,
is pointing a gun at him. People come walking out of the store, or whatever that is behind him. nonchalantly gaze over and just casually walk down the street right away. It was just like,
it's fucking Canada,
the
Bill.
Fuck is wrong with
I saw that video. The guy really wanted to get killed. That was his whole thing. The cop didn't have every right to shoot him.
Yeah, well, he wanted to die by a cop.
This was the U.S. They
can I do what I do best and interrupt for a sec?
Yeah, you just did.
I know. I want to do it again.
Wait, let me get the bell going every time he interrupts.
All right, there you go. One.
Okay. It'll be
several times. This is actually three. I'll be fair.
Okay.
So I just wanted to say hello to a friend of mine who's listening in, DJ Chris.
DJ Chris, I bought a penis pump and a girl bought a fist.
He wrote, he said, no, not the friend zone.
I brought Eddie a bra.
But let me tell you who he is. This guy, he's never heard me MC. He's never heard me DJ. And on another DJ's good word, he hired me to do a party at that restaurant called On the Border for Cinco de Mayo.
I like On the Border.
So I went there today with him to look at the place. They're expecting like 500-600 people.
Yeah, it's a big place.
Right. It's going to be an awesome show. And I got that because of him. So I wanted to say thank you to Chris.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you, DJ Chris.
By Design Entertainment is the name of his
company. You're keeping DJ Mateo in Top Ramen.
Yeah, you keep money in my pocket that keeps her in, in my life. I'm just kidding. She's got a lot more than me.
Friend zone!
Oh. I'm fucking Stedman over here. You kidding me?
He's Stedman. It's like step aside.
Compared to her, I'm Stedman.
Dude, this is the one that's going to the Emmys. What are you doing?
Like I said, smoking it.
I know, and then I just got asked to go to Cannes, too.
Ooh.
In France.
Yeah, they want her to do makeup for it.
Yes, I'm going to be doing like high-end sweet like celebrity makeup. Yeah.
Speaking to that microphone like it's a penis.
Hello.
There you go.
Yes. Eddie's penis.
If you ever looked at mine like that when Mateo's penis, I'd seriously get the fuck out of the room. I gotta be honest. I'm just like, if you looked at him like, hello, big boy, I'd be like, I'm out. That's just way too Barbara Walters for me.
Yeah. And if you're going to pretend it's my penis, just talk it to the top end.
Yeah, because what if you look at my dick and go, hello, Eddie's penis? I'd be like, oh, my God. I'm going to kill him.
Just let it happen.
I'm going to let it happen, Eddie.
Dude, if she called my dick Mateo, I'd still fuck her. What the fuck? Jesus. I wouldn't stop, would you? You really would say, if your girlfriend called you by a different name, but you were in the middle of fucking, not before.
Oh, I would have absolutely 100%, with no doubt, not a problem, jumping the fuck off and freaking the fuck out.
You would freak the fuck out?
Yup.
Oh, I would finish and then go, who's Steve?
No. No, I would freak out.
I had to come, but who's Steve?
But because of the severity of it, I wouldn't freak out loud. I would actually shut down and just put my head down and go, I am disappointed. Walk out the room.
I am disappointed in you. Now give me a hand job because this is not going to go away.
God, and I'd like a new Ferrari.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
I've never been called a different name. It's usually, who are
neither.
You? I've never been called a different name, but I have been with women that I thought of different women and almost slipped. Like, you know, like when you're having sex with a girl that you really don't want to have sex with and you start thinking of another chick?
It's never happened to me.
Well,
for like...
Thanks a lot, Joe.
For the most...
Bullshit!
For the last, like, 15 years or so, every relationship I was in was a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
So, it was when I was younger, if anything.
No, I'm not saying
like,
now.
Definitely in my 20s, it was
Dude,
just
you're
like...
you're fucking this.
I know.
Come on now, shut the fuck up.
Her cousins
are
listening.
Like, you had to think of anything.
No!
I want to be known.
And they're probably your cousins.
You know what Jessica's doing? She's doing the shocker right now.
You don't have to hold it like a... Like, right, just
he asked
talk.
Me
it's
to
okay.
hold it like it was his penis.
No, I said speak into it. You're holding it and jerking it is really awkward.
Mic jerk.
If you held it like his penis, you wouldn't need both hands. Just two fingers would do.
I would yell at Billy if he wasn't accurate.
Exactly.
Wait, so who's Jessica and why is she doing the shocker?
Her cousin Jessica.
Jessica,
who
you
is
need
like,
to call
listen,
in.
She is a female shock jock.
Wait,
listen
but,
to
but
me.
But how old is she?
42.
Okay, then Jessica, you can call
in. Oh, she's a complete female shock
does
jock.
Does Jessica take two in the pink, one in the stink?
I don't know.
Because that is my favorite thing in the world. I just like doing it because I think it's the funniest fucking thing in the world.
Okay, tell Jessica, give her the number to call in.
718-577-1389, Jessica. Please feel free to call in. We'll talk about you taking two in the pink, one in the snake. we got to take a break. Tell Jessica not to call in yet. Tell Jessica to call in after we come back from commercial.
Around like 701,
all right, around 703. Just because I have to prepare, because this girl takes two in the pink, one in the stink.
No, she's vicious with her mouth, and she's right
so
with...
She's so funny. She makes
she
me
is
cry
the
laugh.
Person you want to have
Excuse
fun
me,
with on the
don't
phone.
Threaten me with a good fucking time.
Exactly.
God damn it.
Just call in. Eddie's ready.
I just call to say I got a dick in your... What? Sorry. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Please don't call until 7:03, because then we'll be back, because we got to take a break right now. Is that her?
Yeah.
She's a piece of ass. I mean, she's a nice lady. We'll talk to her when we get back. It's the Ham Radio Show right here. And, of course, the one and only HamRadioShow.com. We'll be right back after these, Joe. Words! Yeah.
Stop, don't come back. You have to get on here. You have to get on. We have so much time and so little to do.
Adieu. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
It's Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio. Bang, bang!
What the hell are we playing?
Don't ask me. I don't make this stuff up.
It's from 101.5.
101.5?
It is.
The New Jersey 101.5?
No. Now it gets cool.
Oh, all right, now it is. Normally when I hear this song, it starts right there.
Right.
And you don't hear the fucking other stuff.
Well, this isn't the radio edit.
No.
Apparently.
So there's foul language.
Oh,
and,
there?
And nudity. What? I don't know. It's the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network Live, hamradioshow.com. 718-577-1389. Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah. This sounds like it's a live version.
It just sounds like, I don't know, it just doesn't sound right.
No, it has shitty audio. It's like grainy.
It just, it's like too much.
Too much bass.
Just too.
Well, knowing Danny, who's, by the way, not here, H-E-A-R.
He didn't hear.
He didn't listen to any of it. No.
He didn't hear this.
He went, ooh, radioactive, and that's it. By the way, sitting in today for Danny, who's not here, H-E-A-R, DJ Mateo, Triple G with her boobies, which are right. Ooh, hey, I just literally just smacked her tit, but it's the tit from the gift that she gave us, her negligee. Bra plus a little extra is hanging in our studio right now. We're going to make a presentation into the corner. I think we're going to make an altar that everyone will come by and give offerings and all kinds of crazy shit.
I like Mateo's idea. We should fill it full of M&Ms.
Yes.
It's Mateo, and why learn the name? And I want to know.
DJ Potato.
First off, it was my idea. I want to see how much this can hold. Because I remember on Howard, on Stern, they took Robin's bra. Yeah. And Robin, I believe, was
she's
a Triple G as well.
Yeah, she's pretty big.
So Robin, you have Robin quiver-sized tits. Yeah. And I think that they were able to put like bags of potatoes in the fucking...
Potatoes. Very nice.
Bags of potatoes.
Bags of potatoes in your knockers.
Yes, hello there.
Hello there, Cy Rosenberg, and I want to put the potatoes in your boobs.
Yes, hello, my name is Cy Rosenberg.
I was wondering if maybe we come down and I can mash your potatoes. Is that possible? A lot of people listening, by the way, in the Facebook Live suite. Jonathan Clark from Q104.3. New York's classic rock in there as well. Hey, she's in there as well. Triple G up in there as well. Jimmy Jump is in there. George in there. Tammy Tucci in there. Elizabeth, there's tons of people up in here today. I don't know what's going on.
Many
people listening on the ham cam. Go to the Facebook Live, which is conveniently on my page. Mm-hmm. Because that means I get the hits, and then when Facebook... By the way, Facebook again had to apologize to me.
For what?
No.
They put up something. They said that something I put up didn't meet the standards and practices.
Oh, yeah.
And then I said, why? Because they ask you. They said, well, why are you disputing this? And I literally clicked in the box and wrote, because it's a fucking news article, and I report the news. And then I just sent it out, and they literally wrote back,
I'm sorry.
We're sorry. You're right. Because it was a story about something with vaginas, but it was from the New York Post. On the Post, and it had, and literally, the girl is fully clothed.
Uh-huh.
She's just wearing panties that kind of have the outline, like you see her fucking meat curtains. She has like a camel toe. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
But it's a news art. I didn't take the fucking picture.
Right.
Like I can understand when I had Mia Vallis. Vialis, her fucking, her, when she was...
Cialis.
Not Cialis. Trust me, if you listen to this chick, you don't need Cialis. This porn
Joe's
star...
like, hey, I got mine.
Yeah.
We had a porn star, and at one time, she was finger-banging herself in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
All right? She took a picture of the aftermath of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And sent it to me. I don't think anything of it, because I'm literally looking at the puddle,
and
her panties down near her ankles.
Yeah.
I don't think... To notice, because the sun is coming into the car window, and you don't see her pussy. I don't see it.
Okay.
But everyone else seemed to have saw it. I went to Facebook jail for that. That was a two-weeker.
Yeah.
When I went to Facebook jail, because I think I literally put a pussy.
And you deserve
on
it.
Facebook.
You deserve it.
Facebook has put me in jail for boobs, pussy. I'm trying to think of what else I've been in Facebook jail for. Nothing, like anything I've written. Nothing, like I haven't put up a tweet.
Bubble
it's been
too.
like, oh my god!
You can't put a price on good pussy.
Hey, how are you? She's playing footsies with me under the console. Hey, it's not just her tits. I'm playing with her toes.
TNT.
That's a big fetish, by the way. A lot of people like sucking on the toes.
Really?
Like you said, somebody bought a foot.
I said, but okay, back onto that.
Oh,
why
no.
would you use a foot? Like if you I understand the fist.
Yeah, but
I get the fist. You fist a girl's vagina. It happens.
Yeah, but
fucks a fucking vagina?
A foot you can leave out on the coffee table. Nobody's going to know what it is.
So like you're telling me that you leave a foot dildo on a coffee table so anybody can come in and just sit down and get fucked?
Wait, in this studio, first of all, we have a ton of dildos floating around and sex toys and everything. Do you want a sex toy before? Joe, we should give her a present before she leaves.
Mateo, put that in her luggage.
And I get one too.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Joe, please go through our beautiful porn compound.
Okay.
And just get a. What'd you do? Lose something?
I lost my headband.
Oh, would it pop?
I got so excited. You said toys, and my headband came flying off.
The toys. She got so excited. No, we'll find something. We have like prostate massagers. Anybody want one of those? We got tons of stuff.
You want a butt plug?
We got a couple of butt plugs.
I think we have a dildo that hasn't been used.
What do you mean you think?
No, well, it's
like we
all
have like ever used it.
I think Eddie used it.
Joe pulls it out and he goes,
oh, that must be the night I got drunk.
This one's been used. This one's been used. Joe, stop hitting the gong with the dildo.
That wasn't me.
Don't hit the gong with the dildo. That's fucking rude. But anywho. We'll give that, but with back to the foot, I don't. It would look like an artificial leg, Billy. It was literally like below the knee amputation.
All right,
and a foot like this, where the big toe was kind of curled in, so it was like a fist. You've seen the one that looks like somebody's giving the Nazi salute.
Sure,
and then there's a fist,
yeah,
and then there's a foot. Okay, but who kick fucks a cunt?
Tell me how that works. I'm thinking no one does that.
Who goes the foot?
She bought it because remember before you were saying you have sex with somebody and you really don't want to?
Yeah.
Maybe she's getting to that
she's
point.
She's kicking him out of bed.
Yeah, but wait.
Getting to that point, so she sends him into the bathroom really or whatever. Oh, yeah, go freshen up. And then...
Oh, he comes out.
He has three legs.
What if you're at like a family barbecue? What if you're at a family barbecue or like a family reunion? You see a cousin, you're in your 30s. You see a female cousin that you haven't seen since you're kids. And you run over and you kick her in the ass. You don't know that she's been sitting home taking a foot all day.
Right.
So you might not get your fucking foot back.
You might suck your shoe in there.
You might be like... Pfft. You got to be careful of that, hanging around with Joe all the time.
Corrupt anybody.
Joe stuck a lot of feet in there. Now, are we fucking the cousin in this scenario or no?
No, you're just giving a swift kick in the ass.
Oh, okay.
Because it's your cousin. Like, you two used to beat each other up when you were kids. You're just having a good time.
Joe, cancel that porn.
Okay.
I watch a lot of that fucking, not the one where, they can't be really related. In the movie, because like I don't like that. I don't like when it's the actual where she goes, "I gave birth to you. Now fuck me." I don't like those. But like the stepmom,
I let you out once. Now get back in.
Yeah, I don't like those. I like the ones where the
hurry up for your father catches us.
Yeah, okay. Not gonna lie, watched one of those the other day.
I think he's gonna say 22 years ago.
No, fuck that.
970.
I watched.
We don't know what he watched yet today. We'll find out.
I have not watched one porn today.
You're kidding?
No.
Wow, you're off.
I haven't jerked off today because I came home from work.
Been that busy, huh?
No, Fergie, well, here's the problem. I'm busy.
Everybody on the road just crashed.
Jerk off today. I don't always need porn. Sometimes I think of fucking Triple G and we go to town.
Yeah.
Because now I'm obsessed with trying to find the... I've watched way too much that I see the same ones and go, don't you update this fucking genre?
Yeah, don't you just hate that?
Like, you go to the fucking search engine and you write fucking, like, stepmom seduces son, right, whatever. You get that, and then it's the same movies, and you're like, Jesus, fuck.
Yeah. But did they change the language on you?
I don't like watching them in French. I finish too quick.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like watching Shawshank Redemption. It's some of them are good when you watch them over and over.
You just said watching porn is like watching Shawshank Redemption.
He jerks off to both.
I believe you.
Certain movies that's you can watch over and over, you know.
Like, that's when Andy Dufresne took out his cock and jerked off.
He stuck it in the brick. Yeah. You hear Joe outside, ow!
Brought back memories.
When Andy crawls through the sewer pipe, he fucks his wife in the ass.
They broke out brick by brick.
Pretend my dick is Andy Dufresne. Get in here. Burr, burr. Get over here. Get over here.
One guy's breaking bricks. The other one's dropping bricks.
Okay, so
it took him so long to get out.
What's the weird? Have you ever been turned on by a regular movie? That you've wanted to, like, you're like, wow, this is, like, a regular, like say a Shawshank Redemption. Not me.
Ooh. I have such good ammo for him.
And look, I know we're all going to say Schindler's List.
Nah.
But what was the movie for you? Because if you could say it, dude, what the fuck? She's here.
No, I got to be honest with you. I am the weirdest guy you're ever going to meet.
No,
when
you're
I'm
not.
Watching movies.
I like this guy in the mirror. He's a fucking loon.
And I'm by myself. I will. As soon as a sex scene comes on, I change to Family Guy. I'm like, fuck that. I don't need to watch that. I really don't give a fuck.
You don't.
I have that.
Well, exactly. If you're, but
I'm
okay.
But it's funny. But I'm dead serious.
No,
I don't give a shit about even going to the movies. I'll like
that.
Go smoke a cigarette.
If you're fucking this normally, that's cool.
Yes,
I get that. But when she's not there,
I
like,
still just change channel.
No. I'm talking about like when she didn't exist. The in between of the shitty girlfriend into the good girlfriend.
Right.
Okay, there had to be a fucking spot in time where you're like, I really need to jerk off.
Of course.
Okay, so did you watch something that was...
It was Thursday.
It was a Thursday. It was a nice stormy night. There was thunder clapping, and then I was clapping.
The fire was a go.
I was jerking.
I don't think so.
You've never... I used to... I've told this story on the air, but I used to jerk off to music videos.
Really?
Music video. Janet Jackson's If.
Well, if you were watching, you know, Orange Cherry Pie, of course.
Yes.
I mean, she was bobbing and weaving her lips with a lollipop the size of North Carolina.
Did you jerk off to Cherry Pie?
No.
Did you go, she's my cherry pie?
No, I didn't. I
cool drink of water, make a dip.
I do. I remember.
See?
It came.
It came. Yes, it did.
Wow.
It came to me is what I meant to say.
As long as
I remember.
Come on, I'm
it was right after I hit puberty. I had to be, I'm going to say 13.
Alfred, you could call 718-577-1389. What was it?
Yeah, I had to be, I'm going to say 13. And this was in the late 80s. My sister had the VHS tape of Motley Crue's tour. And the last part of the video
was going to be like E.T.
No. The last part of the video was them singing Home Sweet Home live on stage. But the build-up into them going on the stage, it's a whole bunch of naked women throwing their tits all over them. So it was that. That was it. I remember.
Interesting.
But you were 13. So
I was 13, of course.
Excuse me. Wait.
And now I'm 14. Well.
Excuse me. Don't shun your man for jerking to naked boots.
I said interesting.
What about you? What about you? When was it? Finger banging to what? There has to be stuff that you've
if
masturbated
says,
to. Oh, yeah. Wait, there is this. There's one on
what?
Deck. There's one on deck, Bill.
One on
sorry,
deck.
But that's private.
Yes.
I don't talk about those private things.
Look, we all watch
Eddie's penis.
We've all watched Passion of the Christ and gotten hard. I mean.
Never.
What?
Never watched a movie.
Is this on? I'm sorry. But, no, all right. So come on. This guy, what movie was it? Was it a movie? Was it a movie?
Say it.
Come on, say it. Live a little. Live your life. Be free. Let the burden. Take your tits. Whatever you got to do. Live your life.
You know, watching movies, like some of the sex scenes, they're like awkward. Like the.
I'm not talking about lately. I'm talking about when you were younger and you finger banging yourself.
No, I didn't do that.
Liar. It was dirty and filthy. And
I'm afraid if she's going to go, it was done for me.
There was this chick and she brought a foot.
Oh, this time at band camp.
So one time at band camp, there was this chick with a foot.
Yeah. And she came in and she said, and she had a flute and a fucking boot. And just she would play us in while she kick fucked me. What? Bam, bam, bam. There's gotta be. I'm telling you, music videos. I had Janet Jackson's "If." Later in life, it was that Britney one where she's a "Don't Let Me Be the Last to Know" when she's in a bikini throughout the whole video.
Ooh.
And she's on an island
with the white top.
Yes.
I remember.
You've spilled a few dead babies on that one. Don't fucking lie.
No.
And then later on was also Jessica Simpson. These boots were made for walking.
Oh, she was hot in that one.
When she's washing a car, Billy.
I guess.
I jerked off to a car.
These videos.
She was jerking. I was like, these boots were made for walking. And that's what I'll do.
See, that would never have worked for me because I just would have thought of this person who sang it the first time. And it would have been like,
Alfred in the Facebook live stream said he used to jerk off to the Smurfs. And I believe him.
Uh-huh.
I believe him.
Yeah. And that was
Smurfette was hot.
That was before Smurfette made it to the screen.
I was like, Handy Smurf. I was Handy Smurf.
I was a tremendous Betty Boop fan.
You jerked off the Betty Boop, Jeff?
Absolutely. You know,
he goes, absolutely. He walks over, he goes, absolutely. Topless.
But that's like right. That's like Jessica Rabbit for us.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. I don't think I've jerked off to Jessica Rabbit. I've gotten hard from Jessica Rabbit. Not going to lie. Watched the movie and went, whoo.
If that bitch was real.
She would have triple G tits. And she would definitely go.
Well, that's what she's
going
to be.
I'm just drawn that way.
She was going to do that last year for Halloween. Just well,
she could.
I know.
She has all the curves. Yeah. I'd fucking ride that fucking roller coaster. Back to you, Joe. You were jerking off the Betty Boop, Joe. Where we last left,
no,
Joe.
No, I was just.
He was jerking off the Betty Boop.
Betty Boop in her first cartoon was topless.
Right, and she was very sexual.
I wonder if Joe aligned that foot up to his asshole, and then when he sat on it, went boop.
I got a big toe in my colon.
I still watch that cartoon today.
But Joe. I never understood why men found Betty Boop sexy. She has a big Down syndrome head.
You have to remember.
Like, her head is much as her body's.
She looks like a female skunk. Like, human skunk.
Yeah. She also looks like, you know those things they sell now with the vinyls?
Yeah.
The pop vinyls?
Yeah.
Where it's like a big head and a little body?
Yeah.
That's what she looks like.
What was the other crazy broad's name? Was it Betty Page or whatever?
No, Betty Page is a pinup.
Right,
but she was fucking real.
Right, but
she was hot.
She was very like tough looking. That was what I. You know what I mean? Like hot.
No, Betty Page.
Yeah, Betty Page was hot. Yeah,
Betty Page was hot.
I don't know. I saw her as like a biker type one.
Yeah.
I could see her with tattoos all over the place, riding a motorcycle.
No, she didn't do anything with tattoos. She didn't have any tattoos.
No, I know. I said that's a good one, George.
This is what Mateo jerked off. He had a fantasy.
Yeah.
And jerked off to Betty Page with tattoos.
Yeah.
Riding
a motorcycle.
Woo! Right past the friend zone.
I had a little passion for olive oil.
Waving a big foot.
Yeah, but she's got a tattoo straight across her whole top
oil.
Of her back.
Well, olive oil. Yeah,
oh,
olive
it's hot as fuck.
Wait,
hold on. We're talking about a tattoo across her back.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, just take off your whole top. It's fine.
Oh, that's your a hair's in the way. What is that, a butterfly?
Pardon me touching you.
A bowl of fruits or something?
No, it's like, yeah, it's got a hummingbird and a flower and a butterfly. Yeah. It's very nice.
It's science. All in one.
It's the whole forest on her back.
I have my lower back done, too.
What does that say?
It's
Eda Joe's.
It's three lilies and a... They're in black and gray, and then I have, like, a colorful butterfly. It's, like,
now, do you, when you get them on your, you can't see them, obviously.
No.
Like, how do you know that you like, did you take a picture of it?
Well,
did
no.
someone tell you how great
no,
the work
like,
was?
You could see through, you know, mirrors being placed around
I'm
you. You could see
really,
what's going
really
on.
Picky about artists and artwork, and I
especially
like,
tattoos. They're on your body. But
yeah. No, I could tell you a horror story I had, but, no, like, my tattoo artist could do anything, like, realistic, and he literally pinned up
a
picture.
Speaking of the mic, I don't want to ruin any
of this. He pinned, like, a picture up, and he freehand drew, like, everything that's on me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, everything's freehand.
Wow.
So what's the horror story now?
The horror story was when I was in L.A., and I just got, like, this, you know, epiphany. I should go and get a tattoo while I'm here. And I had this girl tattoo me, which was on my wrist. I actually had to go to my...
Is that a cover-up?
I actually had to go to my tattoo artist to fix her. I stopped her halfway through the tattoo. It was like, no, you need to stop.
Well, she was that awful?
It was that bad.
Like, what was the... Is it that tattoo?
Yeah, but I had my guy had to go over it and fix it and make the line.
Oh, so it's an eye, all
right. Yeah, it's the eye of
it's
Ra.
It's like, it's the eye of Ra.
It's the Raw. Evil eye protects you from evil people.
So how'd you get in the door?
I was going to say, you made it in here. That shit don't work. That girl fucked up your tattoo. The superpower ain't working.
Yeah, so 777 tattoos in Manahawkin, New Jersey. Ty, he saved my life.
Yes, good job, Ty. Just promise me you'll never deface Mount Rushmore. Don't ever. Do you have tattoos on your boobs?
No, I
good.
Would never.
Fuck that.
Never.
That's the one thing I can't stand.
I'm slow as shit because I didn't catch that till after.
What, Mount Rushmore?
Yep, didn't get that one. That one right over my Mount Rushmore.
Want to see Lincoln? He's got a pimple on his nose in the middle. The one thing I can't, like, when a girl has beautiful tits, like, if you have ugly tits, deface them. That's fun. DeFazio. Put fucking, write your name, put a fucking logo. I don't give a shit. But when you have, like, beautiful tits and a girl, like, even at the, like, the flowers that go around the edge of the
tits.
Or they
get it right here.
Or underneath. Yeah, right on the cleavage. No.
Yeah,
no. No. Unless you're getting all tats. Like, if you're a girl that gets nothing but tats. Like,
if you're covered,
yeah, head
down
to toe. Yeah. Like, I know there's a lot of models that I know. They're all, like, the tattoo models.
Yeah.
And they're all covered in tattoos. And, like, some of them have, like, a lock right in their cleavage, like, the middle part. And then, like, it has wings and it comes out. And it goes out and then becomes an arm piece. That's fucking hot. Because it has a purpose. There's a reason why. There's ones that just get, like, two hearts on their fucking tit. And you're like, oh, stop it. You white trash whore, stop it. At least do something with it. You can't, like, that is like a canvas that you don't want to just walk up to and go, look, I'm going to paint fucking a mustache on Mona Lisa.
Right.
There you go. Now I just fucked up your tits. Enjoy. Because that's forever. That's the thing, like, some girls don't fucking realize. And then some girls, they get the, I like the writing on the ribs. That's fine.
Well, where they get the whole, like, soliloquy or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and then it kind of, like, pans down. Yeah. And then when you start reading it.
I wanted to read a fucking book.
Yeah, but when you start reading it, then you're the pervert.
You know what? I don't like when they have, like, down the side, like, what are they called? The hymns from Bibles right. And stuff? Like, the giant
yeah, but,
quotes. I don't mean, like, live long and prosper. I mean, like.
Val,
like
it's
that's
not,
Star Trek.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is, bro.
What hymn are you talking? Remember when Jesus said to the apostles,
yes.
live long yeah. and prosper, nanu, nanu.
Shazbot, motherfucker.
Shazbot.
Like, you know what I'm trying to say. I hate when people do that. And then I'm like, oh, so you go to church, like, every Sunday, right? They're like, no. The hell would I go to church for?
Well, I'm agnostic, so I don't give a shit about church.
No, but do you have an entire half a Bible down the side of your
dude,
body?
Dude, I could have the Gettysburg Address on my fucking All right, let's go to the phones. Okay. Who's on the show? Who's talking to me? Who's on my phone line? What's going on? It's the Ham Radio Show.
Hey, this is Glenn from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Mark from Pennsylvania. How are you, sir?
It's Glenn.
Oh, it's Glenn?
I know who it is.
Glenn, your phone sucks donkey
yeah,
dick.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in an ocean, man.
Did you put the phone up your ass, Glenn? I'm just these are questions that are going to come at you fast and furious.
Glenn is the was the manager of a bar slash restaurant slash club that I DJed at in Pennsylvania a while back.
So, Glenn, please take the phone out of your ass so we can talk to you about the slash bar.
Find the less windy place.
I don't even respond to that because guy's fucking nuts.
Well, if you now see right after you pull it out, if I hear, I know you did.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
Just saying.
All right. There you go.
Glenn, so what's going on, man?
I don't know. I can't hear your show because I'm in the car driving.
Oh,
well,
that's
let me
why he's having issues.
We talked about world peace.
fuck that.
We're trying to figure out what's our favorite Bible hymn from Star Wars or Star Trek. And we talked about giant tits. So we've covered all bases today, pretty much.
It's a spin a titty show.
Right? Yeah.
I started to talk to the infamous Mateo.
What did I do? What did you do
now?
Uh-oh.
Ah, he didn't do anything. I missed him.
Oh.
We need him back here in Pennsylvania.
Aw.
I missed you too, Mateo.
I got Jennifer here, Mateo.
That's your daughter, right?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. How are you guys?
How old is Jennifer?
I was the number one DJ in the world, number yes. one MC that ever was.
I did not pay him, I swear to God.
He said Howard?
I did
no, he
not
didn't pay
him.
He's a broke motherfucker. He can't pay.
sir, I'm going to ask you to watch your fucking language, please. All right, so, see, I can't even, it's a little kid in the car, now I can't ask.
No, she's not little,
that's
she's
okay.
like 16, 17.
No, she's my little kid, she's heard it all.
Yeah. Well, no, because, like, the question of the day so far is, what's the weirdest thing that you masturbated to, so.
Feel free. Now we're getting a little deep.
Well, how deep?
If I come out to Long Island or wherever you are, Staten Island, you'll find out.
Hi.
There you go.
He thinks we're in Long Island. Yes, yeah. Yes, that's how we are.
Wait a minute. Are you threatening me or hitting on me?
Yeah, you take it for what it's worth.
Oh, right. That means it could be a flirt.
Well, I'm fucking turned on. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not afraid. I'm wet.
Nice.
That's mostly swamp ass.
Well, that was really nice of you to say, Glenn, and I promise you guys, I actually didn't pay him to do that.
No, DJ Mateo is a guy, and he's also
I'm just calling. Listen.
Yes,
I'm just calling to tell you.
Glenn's taking over the fucking show, people.
Why you talk so much? Shut up!
It's a fucking talk show, Glenn. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Play the spoons?
Beat it, you hippie!
Go ahead, Glenn. Glenn, it's the Glenn show. Go ahead, Glenn.
All right, that's more like it.
Now we're all quiet, and you didn't say anything.
Let me just tell you what this guy did, okay?
What'd he do?
He comes into town, I hire a fucking DJ, he comes in, you know, yada, 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 I pay him, he plays his music. Great, great MC, okay? Best one I've ever met. Now, so he's basically looking for a place to play all the time, and we cannot afford to pay him. So he takes a pay cut and stays there. Not only does he do that, he comes in, he puts his own equipment in the fucking stage room, blows the roof off the fucking place with multiple lights, sound, everything else. Not a fucking penny he charged. Oh. I'm here to tell you, this fucking guy is number one.
He's a good guy.
Well, thank you. That was really nice.
He is a good guy.
It just sounds like
and we miss him here in Pennsylvania.
And he also taught me to DJ.
Oh, yeah, and he taught my daughter how to DJ.
Oh,
I did.
She said DJ. I got really, got fucking worried. I was like, this guy is going to come kick my ass. If that's what the fuck.
Woo! Couple of letters off.
Yeah, woo. I'm not buying a vowel, Bill. I am not buying a vowel. Holy shit. Thank you, Glenn, for calling in.
That was really nice.
And thank you for blowing smoke up, DJ, the one and only DJ Mateo's ass.
Hey. I shoot straight from the hip, brother. I don't blow smoke up nobody's ass.
You know who he reminds me of? He looks, I say it all the time. I used to say it to him, and he's like, nah, I don't, shut up. He looks like fucking Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, well, now I am turned on.
He does. He looks like not Ray Liotta in Goodfellas, like Ray Liotta 2010.
Oh, and another thing.
That's horrible.
Well, no, because like, before Ray Liotta got, now he's apparently real fat.
Professional teacher, acrobats, and all that. He also brought in extra talent with him at times.
Wow.
At no cost, again.
So he works cheap, is what you're saying.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah, he's a cheap whore.
Is there something you need to tell me?
I hoard myself out.
Watch your book, Davis. All right. Hey, listen, Mateo, I'll let you guys get back to your radio show because I'm getting pretty close to the job site. Sorry, I had an emergency call out. I have to go take an emergency call.
Gotcha.
So, you guys have a great night, and Mateo, give me a call tonight when you get home.
Sure, that was cool. Thanks, bud.
Later, bye.
Bye, Mateo.
Bye.
Bye, Ray Liotta and daughter. It's the Ham Radio Show. I think we got to take a break now because Billy was giving me the high sign during the phone call.
Got to get to the final.
But I wanted to make sure that Glenn was heard. Glenn needed to be heard.
Yes, he did.
Because he had so much to say. Mostly it was how that heel Mateo will work for pennies.
Yeah, that's not what he meant, like, but, you know.
The best or less.
Yeah, the commercial was really bad.
I donated.
This guy will literally work for a burrito.
There you go.
Best prices guaranteed.
There you go. The DJ Mateo commercial.
It depends how good the burrito is.
Hi-yo. Oh. I'll lick your taco. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to finish up this piece of shit show that we call the Ham Radio Show.
That's right.
That's what we do. We'll be right back after these words. Yay!
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your asshole. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise!
Ham Radio.
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/HamRadioShow. Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/HamRadioShow.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What are you, stupid?
Yeah, yeah, yeah! 115 days, 21 hours, until Uncle Eddie invades Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right. I'll be at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel, and I'm gonna fucking go where a lot of people have gone. But once you go there, you're gonna never wanna leave. It's the ED. That's right. The ED Convention, live from Las Vegas, is going to be going on, brought to you by, of course, the official sponsor of the 2018 Expo and Convention, the one and only Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic handcrafted tequila from the fine people at Religion Tequila. They're the sponsor. If you want to go, find all the information right there on theedpub.com. That's the edpub.com. Get all the info there and meet me, Ronnie the limo driver, Danny from the Ham Radio Show, tons of other people at the Hard Rock, right there, August 19th through the 22nd. It's going to be crazy. We'll be right back. But first, you need to hear, the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up. Let's go, people. Let's go!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Comic book legend Stan Lee's being sued by a massage therapist who claimed he tried to rub his boy parts on her on two separate occasions. According to Stan Lee's wife, she believes his boy parts were completely off the table. Well, at 95 years old, more specifically hanging over the side. For anyone who's watched an old man walk through a gym locker room. More news on the death of Austin Powers Mini-Me star Vern Troyer, as authorities found the alcohol in his system to be three times the legal limit. As many around him know, Troyer's been wrestling with the bottle for many years, because they're so evenly matched being almost the same size. To stop people from throwing stuff on stage, rapper Lil Wayne made threats to shoot concertgoers during a recent performance at the High Times Cannabis Cup. Many attendees were hoping it was going to be with a sour cream gun. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what
Yeah, huh? I don't know why everyone hates Nickelback.
Junk mail.
It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. Sitting in for Danny.
To irritate me.
Who's not here, H-E-A-R. I don't know why that's going to be funny for the rest of my life, but it still is. DJ Mateo, Triple G, and her boobies are in the house. Plus, her bra.
Hear ye.
Yes, let's hear for her tits, which are hanging now right in the middle. They're kind of lopsided today. We need to fix.
Oh, no, we have to fix that. Yeah, can't one be lopsided.
Why are your one tits not camera ready? I don't understand.
It's a defective flaw.
I've been staring at your boobs. I don't think anything's defective.
That's Mustang. Why he's wearing the sunglasses, yeah. So he can stare, so I can't catch him.
I also got you on camera, so I really could just look at your tits from there, and then if I turn, they're right behind me.
Yes.
Just like my tits, they're right behind me. 718-577-1389, we're live on HamRadioShow.com, of course. And
Booyah!
That's right. Booyah! And we're live on, of course, a Facebook Live is streaming the Ham Cam, and everything's hunky-dory there.
Yeah.
And
maybe been, it is. Maybe
been a good
it's
show.
Not.
We literally have hit no topics that I had written out.
I know.
Not one.
Probably so, better that way.
And I'm probably not going to hit the last one, so it doesn't fucking matter.
I know. Why do we bother preparing a show? And then we get to it anyway.
I literally have. Look at these notes.
There's notes.
I have a shitload of notes. Didn't even open them.
I got all the backup notes over here.
Yeah, Joe saves the notes because we don't fucking use them.
Right.
Let's see here. Okay. Oh, wait. No, I do want to talk about one thing that was in the news that I thought was the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Me.
The,
You all right, yes, you why
do I have a boner?
I don't know.
No, I thought I was putting my leg up on this thing, and I'm like, hey, that's a toe. the new Google. Story. No, did you see this new fucking Amazon service?
Well, oh, yeah, where they're going to put your groceries in your car for you?
They're going to put shit in your trunk.
And they want the keys to your house. Why are they crazy or what?
How can this, are we that fucking lazy in society
that we
can't go to a store first off? That's number one. If you want to buy shit, that's cool. You're putting brick and mortars out of business, whatever.
Yeah, really.
But the fact is, I don't understand where the thought.
Everybody's going to be
saying,
a factory worker.
Yeah, no, not even that. The thought of you having the ability to open your home to perfect fucking strangers.
Yeah, why not?
Perfect fucking. Come on in, motherfucker.
Just leave it on the sofa.
And yeah, just feed my dog while you're in there.
Make sure my Roomba's not stuck on anything.
I have no clue what's going on to the left.
We just had an entire conversation.
I noticed. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought they were flirting. I didn't know what the
no.
fuck.
No. We just had an entire. Okay, seriously, that's when you're with somebody that you just, you know.
Yeah.
We do this all the time.
We could sit and just be like,
titties!
Titties!
Titties! Anyway, we had two shows going on simultaneously.
That should have been a ding right there, just to let you know. Missed it. It's all right. You should have.
I was reaching back. I can only move so much. She's sitting next to me. Things are hard. I can't move forward. But the Amazon thing makes no fucking sense to me because how many times do we hear about the cloud being hacked?
Really?
All the fucking time.
It's
always like.
Target, 126 million customers have been screwed this Christmas.
Yeah, 8 million at Wells Target Fargo said, sorry. And fucking they've taken all your money. There is no money left.
They'll give you a free Slurpee.
8 million names on Facebook.
But the thing with the car is the weirdest thing because the point they're trying to make is not only do they put it right in your trunk.
Right.
Then they have to, the guy can't leave, the Amazon person can't leave until they lock your door. So they can't leave. Like,
right.
Their phone won't work, or whatever the fuck the thing is that they read your shit on,
right.
won't work again until they lock the customer that they just did.
What if somebody jacks them while the trunk door is open, takes the keys and takes the code and pieces out?
Yeah. How many?
Oh, no, I guess because OnStar is the one that's, it's going through OnStar. Actually, I'm making a joke, but it's going through OnStar. So OnStar can shut the car, lock it up, call the cops, tickle your balls.
Thought about all that.
Hit you with a rubber foot.
I got the house thing in a second, though. I got
to
bring
it up. They tend to do this like in the, it's got to be like a public parking area. It can't be like the car in front of your house. It's got to be a public like parking lot.
So you got to park your car a certain place.
Right. So they'll be like, you say you go to the mall, you park your car at the mall.
So
and
if
they,
you go to buy Twinkies.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, I'm at the 7-Eleven.
I can't pick up my packages. I got a Slurpee and a hot dog.
I can't even find my car.
I can't find this front door.
Yeah.
I always think somebody stole my car when I go out of the mall.
Is this my house?
That's the senility kicking.
Well, I know, yeah.
No, my point with the door, though, the house one doesn't make any sense to me even more, though. Because if all I have to do now as a criminal, follow the Amazon truck, literally put a mask on so no one sees you, you wait till the guy puts the package, the guy or girl, I don't want to get a letter, hashtag me too. You put the guy puts the fucking thing in the door, right? They leave. All you have to do is then park your car, run up in there, kick the fucking door in. You know the package is literally right there.
Yeah, well.
Scoop up the fucking package and run back to your car.
I can empty out the whole house and fill it up with the Amazon truck.
And all you have to do is follow. No, but just take the Amazon
shit. Well, that's what they've been
doing. Just take the Don't take the house. Don't bring it to the house because then you're going to be there for too long.
Yeah.
You know, just rob the shit you know just got
delivered. They're robbing the cab that they took to go make the robbery.
Yeah.
That's usually what they do. They'll follow the trucks around and wait for them to drop off and go steal it right off the porch.
But that's my point. Why would I want to give people... That's literally like when the people tell you they're on vacation and they like tell you on Facebook, I'm not home. I'm in Acapulco.
Guess what?
Click, clack, click, and clack, clack, kick the door in. Hey, they're not there in Acapulco. Fuck them. And they rob everything in your fucking house.
Yeah, right.
Because you told them where
I
the
agree.
Fuck you were.
We agree. We had another conversation just
Dave
now.
Both
really? Really?
I know.
This is what I say to you.
What?
You always let everybody know when we're not home.
Well, that's because I'm like, no, that's not like that. That's like I post that I'm DJing at, you know, Billy and fucking Tito's fucking Fruity Patootie wedding at the Excelsior.
Hey!
The Excelsior Grand.
Billy's marrying Fatino.
Yeah.
The old Dangerfield joke. I went over. There was nobody home.
She said, come over. There's no one home. I went over. No one was home. But then that's, are you worried about you being left alone? Like that he's gone for a DJ gig? And
no,
because
it's usually I'm with him.
Oh, all right. I thought she was like, I could get raped. And she's like getting that foot dildo out of the fucking I could get raped. Come on over.
They came over and kicked me.
He kicked me in the twat.
I mean, I do have stalkers.
I know.
I'm right here. I have a name.
Eddie's penis.
I'm not a stalker. Just because I occasionally jerk off to your pictures on Facebook does not make me a stalker. Makes me a fan that's obsessed. Not a stalker.
I'm glad that you're
so, wait, what do you call
fan.
It when she sees you outside the window taking pictures? Just
window
art?
Washer.
Art.
Window washing.
Bird watching.
It's really not him.
When I'm licking the glass and I go,
I'm not here. This is not me.
It's not me.
It's his hologram.
Yes. I'm like Tupac, but fat and white.
Yeah.
This is my thing. I'm afraid there's more side conversations going on. I'm so fucking afraid of this side of the room right now.
It's great.
Side over here, I got Billy who doesn't talk to me at all. And then on this side of the room, I have a whole separate conversation going
without
on.
Saying a
and
damn
you
word.
You should fully expect the unexpected.
That's right, Jesse. And I hear over here behind me.
That's because he's watching us go like this and we're talking to each other without talking.
Joe, his breathing pattern is like Jason from Friday the 13th. If he fucked Predator.
I had the part.
You know that noise the Predator used to make?
Part.
That rattle?
Yeah.
That's what Joe.
Well, she does that too sometimes. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, just now, the first conversation we had that we were looking at each other and didn't say a word. Yeah. All we were doing, we was pointing at each other's faces. Let me tell you what happened. I was sitting here. I accidentally let out a very light, accidental, little under my breath burp from drinking the soda.
Oh, you can burp on the air.
Yeah, it's okay. But she does not want me to. Right. So she, when I accidentally did that, I looked up. She looked at me. She pointed at her own face, which was, I'm fucking pissed off if you do that again. And then she pointed her finger at me and said that. And when she pointed at me, that meant, and when we get home, you're gonna hear it.
No.
Stop burping, you animal.
No pizza for you.
You know who? Mateo, stop.
Well, you know when you're like at places and it's inappropriate to burp that loud. It's like, doing
in
inside
this place?
Burp.
Oh, I know. I do those loud, obnoxious opera burps that are just ferociously disgusting. Really? All right, well, I'll do it.
No, but we did 20 minutes about me buying a penis pump. A burp. A burp is what the fuck.
I've been trying to tell her this.
I just talked about your tits for the whole show.
And the burp, she looked at me like, you're going to get it.
You're disgusting.
You're a fucking animal.
Oh, my God. Eddie, go back about my nipples. You're disgusting, Mateo.
Right after one of those loud.
Well, no, what it is I can swallow the air and make myself burp pretty much at any given point.
Oh, so can I.
Right. So I'll walk around the house going, like, you know, real loud. All right, Steven, I can do the alphabet without taking a breath back. I can. Wait, well, let me rephrase that. I used to be able to. I might puke if I try now. So
I was going
to
say, I can literally do 26 in a row and do the.
Wait, I can do it.
That's what happens when there's boobs in the room. So
you got anything you want to promote? Anything else you got going on? Other than the Emmys and
so I have a secret project.
I did mumble a little bit there in the middle.
Can't talk about. You're over talking me now.
All right, so we can't talk about the secret project.
The secret project, but there's going to be a press release on it. It's really amazing.
It involves her boobs and Crisco.
Are you going to give us a scoop on it?
Well, will people
be
able to find out?
Yes, definitely. I'm going to have samples and things for you.
Ooh, samples! I like samples.
Yes.
That was my penis. Samples!
Got anything that made me look 25?
Yeah, yeah. Bang.
Actually, before you want to get it on with yourself, you know, you can wash your body.
I don't care.
You can wash your body with these
amazing
sponges.
It's good for your face
sponges.
Or your bronze.
Whoa. These amazing sponges, and they're actually going to have CBD oil in them.
I've been looking a little pale lately.
CBD oil?
Yeah, yes. It's good. It acts as like a medication on your skin.
Oh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I have STD oil.
Nice.
That's what I have normally. Hey! I fucked up the line. Thank God for the gimmick at the end.
But no, let me tell you about the CBD oil, okay?
Yes, please do.
I actually broke out in a rash. I'm going to be honest, on my boob.
Yeah,
and
she
it wouldn't know. No,
can
it wouldn't
I
go
see
away.
For medical
no,
purposes?
No, it's gone now. But no, like,
let me
nothing,
check just to make sure.
Nothing made it go away. I broke out like in an eczema. And I used this sponge with the CBD oil in it. It was the lavender scented one. And it literally, like within 3 days, it stopped the irritation in my skin. It took away what, you know, hydrocortisone or Benadryl I even had a steroid cream, and it just like nothing was making it go away. It was
you
just
put
getting
steroids
worse.
In those boobs?
Yes, it was worse. It was so bad.
She was getting like a pectoral.
That's why the one side on this. Is
yes,
hanging,
that's why. That's why the one side on the
one side looks like Triple H. The other one looks like Triple G.
There you go.
Yeah. So the sponge actually had helped this rash.
What's the name of the company?
It's called Pura Naturals. You can go to puranaturals.com and you can get a sponge with CBD oil. They have 3 scents. All 3 are amazing. I've tried all of them.
Does her boob smell like lavender, Mateo?
I don't usually pay attention to the smell.
Take a whiff
I'm
now.
Just, no,
Take
I kind of, you know what it is? Every single time I look at them, I'm just that amazed. I'm like,
those are mine! Ladies,
even my chihuahuas, you know, one sits here and one sits here.
Yeah. She had two chihuahuas that sit on either side as well.
Yeah, they literally do. And I have one that guards the vagina.
Those poor fucking chihuahuas think they just climb Everest every time.
Yeah.
How did we get up here? I don't know. So lavender, what was the other one?
Yeah, so they have lavender.
Yeah.
Bohemian breeze. And then
it sounds like a drunk hippie.
Yeah.
And it's an organic sponge, right?
It's an organic sponge.
Oh, so it's like a real sponge. Like the real, like that weird
it's
carvy.
It's actually the sponge that cleaned up the oil that spilled in the ocean.
The BP spill.
Yeah.
They basically made it a giant size for the ocean, and now they compacted it for home use.
That's fucking
awesome. So it's,
That sounds like something. I would like to wash my sensitive areas.
Do they have pepper?
With lavender.
Well, the charcoal tea tree one is really nice, too. Especially
lavender
like
weed
if,
medication.
If you have issues with your skin, if you have like eczema or you have rosacea on your face or acne, that sponge is really good. And you can go to puranaturals.com.
Wait, so go back for 1 second. The charcoal, what was the last one?
Tea tree charcoal.
Okay, and that's the, like, so it's got like, like an exfoliating kind of fucking feature?
Well, the sponges, they're natural sponges, so they do exfoliate. Your skin.
Yeah, but I would think that one would have even more because it's charcoal.
Yes, yeah, it's nice. And, you know, it actually calms the skin. That's my favorite one that I use. But the lavender one is the one that, like, really got rid of, like, the irritation I
so
had.
So let's get some
on.
Of those in, Joe. Turn the shower on. We're going to send Triple G upstairs.
I'm going to lather up.
And then we'll have her wash with the lavender. Oh, actually, you know what? Don't tell us which one you wash.
Bubble bath.
And then we'll just smell you.
After the show, we're going to see him with the snow.
You're going to be smelling my
honey,
my
I'll be
titties,
downstairs for a while.
You?
I'm going to smell your titties. I might smell something else, but only with your boyfriend's approval.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. I don't want to be a glutton, sir. I already got free tits over here, so...
Figured tonight that was good for a start.
He got a mold. He's going to put it on a mannequin. And Alexa, what is it?
Alexa's going to
be on top.
Go wash up, dirty bird.
Billy, don't tell anyone I'm taking it home. Whoopsie.
He's going to go home. He's going to put it on. He's going to lay in his bed and he's going to roll around like he's, what's her name? With the money, the one that rolled around in the money.
Rosie Perez.
Demi Moore. Yes, he's going to be Demi Moore tonight.
Okay.
Oh, I was actually going to do the scene from Silence of the Lambs.
I thought he was going to say Dirty Dancing.
I'd fuck me hard.
Sorry, I was picturing Whore Island.
Puts the lotion on its skin.
Puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
But you like the hose.
Yes, I don't mind it.
That's really cool.
That means are you
was she a real
hole?
Frat girl? And why that whole movie stuck
in
my fucking head.
She was a large person.
Was she a fucking fat girl?
Big girl. Yeah. Big girl, yes.
How creepy is that fucking dude when he answers the door?
And he never cleans his house. The house is filthy, for Christ's sake. If you're going to invite somebody in to kill him, you have to clean your house.
Do you? My cousin is calling me.
How you doing, cuzzy? How's it going there, guy?
I haven't talked to my cousin in, like, fucking years. That was, like, the weirdest thing to pop up on the screen.
Well, call back. Find out what they want.
Hey, excuse me, cousin. I was just wondering. I'm in the middle of a radio show. Now is the good time to call me.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know, your aunt died.
A long time ago, but all right. And you know what? Her tits smelled like lavender.
It was lavender.
It was weird. She used to use the same product. Crazy. What's that product? Isn't that the one that's my fan?
Yes.
That's the guy that's our fan, Billy.
Bob.
That's okay. Bob. Hi, Bob.
Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Bob from Pure and Natural.
Bob from Pure and Natural, I would like to wash my balls with one of those sponges. Because I think that that would probably, you know, because it would probably linger.
Well, there goes that.
It's a relaxing. No, no. If it's a relaxing kind of with the what's the exact
well,
compound?
Well, actually, the tea
pot
tree,
stuff, the tea tree. No, what's the
CBD oil?
CBD. Yeah, you wash your balls with that, and then your balls just hang loose, man. It's like, hey, man, we ain't even gonna go up in your body when your dick gets hard. Man, we just gonna hang there, man.
Bob's laying there. Amazing,
Bob.
And you know what? That'll keep you from getting any bacteria. You're there with your, you said you had swamp ass before.
Well, I have swamp ass is back there, but my
wait,
my
this might possibly be able to control swamp ass. Fat guys in the summer might really buy a lot of this.
Yeah, kids.
First
suddenly
off,
everybody's
I'm just saying.
Perked up. Like,
no,
what?
First off, every man in America gets swamp ass. It's not just the fat.
No, no, I know.
I'm just.
But if I can control shafe, is an issue.
Yes, okay? Please stop fat shaming swamp ass.
Not at all. I'm afraid of the shafe more than the swamp ass.
Well, no, it's actually good for
chafe.
The
shafe. Oh,
chafe. Sorry. I
hate
chafe. I know.
No, no, you're right.
You got to walk with your boxes up.
No matter what you call it, chafe is the worst thing in the world.
It's wonderful.
Chafe sucks. Billy, have you had chafe?
Oh, it's wonderful.
You wear extra tight jean shorts all the time.
Sure I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Especially during the summer. You have like John Cena
George.
I'm
not going to wear shorts.
He's wearing corduroys. He's going to start an ass fire. Corduroys that are cut at the knees.
That was the younger years.
What's that noise? Billy's running. No, I would definitely like to try this product. Not just because Bob is a fan of ours. The product sounds fucking good.
Well, that's what I mean. Even I was
like,
thinking
it
about
sounds
it.
Good. Like everything. Like it wasn't even like the sales approach. Not just because Trina G and her tits told a nice story. It literally sounds like a good product.
Well, that's the angle.
That's all I want
in
life is products that don't suck.
When she asks me questions, I always give her an answer as a consumer.
Yeah. Because
I have no freaking idea.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you think of the color of this box? I'd be like, it looks like something I ordered online for $1.
It's pink.
But then there's other things.
Box.
I'm like, wow, that's really great. That's a really nice, setup. There's just they're all doing a really great job, honestly. And I'm like I said, this is coming from a consumer angle.
No,
you know what I mean. I don't have a sales pitch for it. I have nothing to do with it.
First of all, I have nothing to do with the product.
Right.
I'm not paid. Fucking whatever.
No, absolutely.
The product sounds, and I'm not saying it just because you're in the studio.
I haven't tried it either, and I want to. It sounds
the product itself actually sounds like something I would like to try.
Right. Absolutely.
Like it's like
I agree.
Something that sounds cool to try.
Absolutely.
It has benefits that are good.
Like, I take showers, even though I'm fat and people think you don't. Fat people don't take showers. I take showers all the fucking time, and I got all
the
soaps.
Do you
have
a special door to step in the shower?
I have a little seat. I just sit down, and I let the water hit me.
You know,
I'm not going to work while I'm in there.
So that's why I can't get my fucking car into the car wash. You're dancing your way through?
Oh,
hey,
my God.
Hey, when you find a simpler way to apply hot wax,
he's got headphones.
You fucking tell me.
He's got headphones on playing We Are Family going. Right.
We are family. And the blow dryer. I like getting hit with those whips.
Nice.
But when you're watching, you don't want to use like a wash towel. I hate fucking wash towels. Then I end up just using my hands, which is fucking cool. But then I start touching myself. No, I start using my hands. It's like, eh. Like, it's not, like, you want to get, like, something that can lather up, and get, like, those stupid balls they used to make. You remember those?
Yeah.
The bath bowl. There's, like, weird netting. They were good, but then they didn't last, like, that long. The suds didn't, like, then you add more shit there. A sponge
will
last longer.
But you know what I noticed? Like I said, just coming from a consumer's point of view, when she showed it to me, in the middle of it has, like, a slit, right? Like, a hole in the middle? Like, for a finger?
No.
Wait.
That's where you add.
Are we talking about the sponge?
No, yeah. No, seriously, yes. All joking aside.
No.
The sponge, seriously.
Okay,
joking aside.
The sponge, it's, like, a rectangular shape.
Okay.
And inside it, the soap is infused inside it.
Right.
So as you wet it, it
well, that's
it,
where
it
the smell.
Up.
Right.
What I'm saying is, even after the smell is gone, you can technically it's a sponge. Like if it's a
it
nice
almost like
sponge,
keeps soaping
it's
itself.
It's gonna keep soaping itself.
Right.
So like you can use your own product plus that product and like kind of blend it, lavender with a.
Cherry
body wash that you have.
Flurry.
Yeah, make a cherry flurry.
But the sponge, it has antimicrobial, antibacterial, antifungal.
Oh, so it's not gonna get mold and shit on.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And
put it on the shelf. Yep. Next shower, it's still fucking not bad.
But what's most important is that it's completely natural and organic, and it's not laced with chemicals, because that's what's important. You don't realize as a woman, you use 12 products a day. over 1,000 chemicals on your body. Men use 6 products a day that contain over 300 plus chemicals. And if a
what's our 6 products? Because I only brush my teeth, use deodorant, and you know, shower. So like, what's
well,
the
men use aftershave, cologne.
No, they're not. You're a liar.
Some men use hair gel. Some men use hairspray.
Oh, see, I don't. That's where hair gel I don't use.
Right.
But if it says fragrance on it, it takes 300 plus chemicals just to make that fragrance. Ooh. And it's not on the product, so you actually don't know what you're actually putting on your body. And I had gotten really, really sick as a makeup artist, and with getting so sick and not knowing what was wrong with me, you know, going to doctors and tests, that I actually was on a toxic overload from chemicals. And these chemicals, you know, cause like cancers and different diseases. So they're hormone disruptors.
See, ladies, that's why you use jizz. It's natural.
Wipe it in, honey. It's good for you. You can spank his cock and balls.
Put your balls on there. It's nice.
We can use it as a primer before you make
it. It gets wrinkles out.
Makes a nice foundation.
It gets wrinkles out.
Boom, boom.
All right, I'm just saying. Thank you, gentlemen and lady, for sitting in.
Yes, good times.
It's a good show.
Good time.
We did nothing that was in the fucking nothing.
You were distracted. You were distracted from
nothing.
Triple G.
Triple, there was tits in the studio. Yeah, we'll do this show over. Well, eventually.
By the way, Baba Bush died.
Oh, yeah. And HW almost died.
Yeah, I heard that.
He's getting better now.
All right, wait, let's do this really quick, Billy. There was a shooting at a Waffle House. There was the van. We did the van, though. We did do the van.
We did the van.
And we did the fucking other guy from California that was the cop that was actually a serial killer. Yeah. And Barbara Bush died. There you go. There's your whole fucking news wrap-up for
there
everybody.
There you go.
Wait, hold on. Alexa, fart.
Maybe I should get you and Alexa somewhere.
I told
traveling.
You that.
You can have a woman to fight with.
See? Free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, AMF, my friends, adios, motherfucker! And also, you're going to fuck that chicken. Make sure it's got Triple G boobies, Billy.
Okay.
Okay. Adios,
peace,
motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.